Time for another Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Witte of Rural Solutions, located on Main Street, Madison.
Indeed.
No snow, Main Street, Madison.
No snow. Gotta like that.
Yeah. Is that something?
I don't mind it.
And the temperatures this week.
It is nice.
Oh, my goodness. You got to have a white Christmas, though, Teresa, don't you think?
You know, after last year, I find myself just not caring.
Because we had too much snow?
Yeah. I usually am looking forward to the first snow. I mean, I know it snowed a little bit, but I'm usually looking forward to the, when the ground gets covered, and I'm just not there this year.
Okay, well, yeah. Well, I want snow. I want winter.
Oh, yes.
I like
yes,
a good blizzard. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's talk tech.
Okay.
What do we got today?
Well, this last week, I have heard a lot from people who have iPhones.
iPhones, okay.
Including my husband. If you know us, you know he has an iPhone and I have Android. And we're always competing to see whose phone is better. And this week, I win.
You win because you have an Android.
Because I don't have an iPhone.
Same with my wife, Roxy, and I. She has an iPhone and I have an Android.
So. Yes. Yes.
Me and you are in the same boat.
There are a lot of good things about Apple products, yep. But...
So what's the subject matter then?
Well, it's what's going on with the iPhone this last week.
Oh, okay. So you've had people come in.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. There's been an update recently, and it has really thrown things out of whack for a lot of people. So basic things that they used to be able to do, all of a sudden... they can't do anymore, or their default settings have changed, or their apps aren't working.
This is just on you're talking phones now.
Yep. Okay. Yep. I'm specifically talking iPhones today.
Good.
So some of the, after the last update, actually the last, they did an update and then they did another update pretty quickly. I'm imagining to try to fix some of these problems, but it did not. For most people. So anyways, here are some of the complaints. The battery was draining like really quickly. Mm. Some apps were not working or were crashing. Calls weren't getting through. Mm. Notifications weren't getting through. A lot of default settings were changed. You know, you get your phone set up just like you like it.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, it's not like that.
It's changed automatically?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's frustrating. So those are just a few of the things. Mostly the way people use their phones, people were not able to do that.
Yep.
And that's frustrating. People just want to pick up their phone and have it work.
What do you like about your Android?
I like that. I just think it's simpler. I like that it's not connected to like passwords.
Mm-hmm.
Apple products are all tied into your Apple account, and you have to be on your Apple account in order for it to work. And if passwords get messed up or something, or syncing gets messed up, it can really cause a problem.
Okay.
So yeah. It's just more, to me, it seems more complicated. If you're a avid Apple user, you might like having all your devices connected and synced so you can do the same thing on every device. And that's kind of what Apple people who really love their stuff, that's what they do.
Yep.
And that's great. But
so they have everything connected, iPads, everything.
Yep, yep. So you can pick up your iPad and it's got the same information, the same pictures and stuff as your iMac computer and your cell phone. Everything is the same. Some people don't want that. I'm one of them.
Me too.
I like my phone to be my phone.
There you go.
So... anyways,
that's interesting.
So I want to just give you a couple ideas after doing a little bit of research of what I learned of maybe what you can do. First of all, you cannot undo the update. You can't go back. Apple doesn't allow that. They don't support that. So there's no going back, people. Sorry. Okay. Can't undo
Once
it.
Once it's updated, it's updated. Huh?
That is it. So some things you can try, you could power off your phone and power it back up, and sometimes that will fix any iPhone issues and cell phones in general. And when you're powering it down, don't just like make the screen black. That's not powering down. That's just putting it to sleep.
Yep.
So you you have to, like on my phone, I hold the power button until the shutdown or the power off button comes on, and then I click or slide that.
Or a restart button.
Right, the restart button. On iPhones, it can be different for each, depending on what iPhone you have. Sometimes you have to hold that home button on the, if you have a home button, physical home button on your screen, you hold that down until the power off comes on, and then you slide that. Or maybe you hold like two of the side buttons down at the same time, and then that power off slide comes on, and you slide that. So you have to just do a restart. If you can't get it to turn off, then you can try forcing the restart. Okay, so you would, on this, here's a suggestion or a directions I have for one type of phone. You press the...
Oh, this is just for iPhone.
Yep.
Okay.
You press the up volume button quick, press the down volume button quick, press and hold the side button.
And what do you want to do here?
And then when the app... So you press up the up volume, press the down volume, press the side button and hold it until the Apple logo appears, and then slide the button to turn it off. And turn that's a hard reset. Wow.
I'm glad I got an iPhone. I mean, Android, yeah, sorry.
So,
Interesting.
This guy here, this was a good suggestion. This guy says he periodically ends all apps still running in the background by pressing the home button twice rapidly. Okay, then that'll pop up all the apps that are opened, and you can slide them up to take them off or to close them, because a lot of apps will be running in the background. And if all those apps are still running and they're on the old system and now you have a new system, forcing them to close is a good idea. And he said he does that by pushing the home button twice.
Mm-hmm.
This guy says he does a full shutdown and restart on his phone. He holds down the volume down button and the left button at the same time and then swipe it off.
Okay.
The last thing you can do, and this is what a lot of people have been told to do when they call Apple support, is to do back up your phone to the cloud like you do, sync it to the cloud, then reset it and restore it from the backup. So, like, basically wipe your phone and start from scratch, which I think is a real sad thing that people would have to do that after an update.
Yep.
And that's what Apple says.
Okay.
And for some people, their phones, after this last update, it makes them obsolete.
Wow.
Which is just really sad.
Yep.
So
that's Apple phone.
But I've been able to help some people find some workarounds or figure out what they need to do in order to get their phone doing what they need it to do. So if you have an iPhone or an Apple product and you need some help, I, even though I don't like them, I still work on them.
Well, you do a good job at it, Teresa.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
You know, I'm not looking forward to the Christmas here because I get together with my family.
Yeah.
You know, sons, daughters, in-laws, grandchildren. I am the only person with an Android phone.
And you get made fun of,
And I get made fun of. And Grandpa, get an iPhone.
Oh, you tell him. Teresa's on my side.
There you go. I love my Android.
Yeah,
I just can't switch for some reason. Real quick phone question here. I've got a couple minutes. My issue, Teresa, on my phone is I have so many apps. I have way too many apps on my phone. I know that.
Yeah.
But I just can't get rid of them, you know. Maybe use an app maybe once or twice a year. Yeah. But, you know, up space on your phone.
You can sort them into, like, folders.
Yeah.
And you can, so, like, one. Oh, you've already done that. Yep. See, you've already done that.
Yeah, but I have so many.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem.
It is. Yeah, I'll have to I go through my phone once in a while and then
delete.
Clear the caches.
Yep, that's good.
And on all my apps, and that really makes it run faster.
It does. It does. Yeah. Doing just some minor update or maintenance on your phones can do a lot.
Yep.
I also went through John's phone just to see what was going on and turned off some defaults that had been turned on. Yep. It's just a good thing to look at your permissions and see what your phone is allowing and if it's doing stuff you don't want it to be doing.
Well, you're not only a computer shop, but you help out people with phones too.
That's right. That's technology. Great.
We need them. We need you. Need you around for stuff like that. So.
Glad to help.
Yeah. If you have, people have questions, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, you can come and see me. I'm on Main Street, Madison, right across from United Prairie Bank. Or you can give us a call there at 320-698-4747.
All right. Thanks, Teresa, for coming in today.
Thanks, Paul.
Once again, good information. Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.